Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is The Roommate. As if it's not scary enough to head off to college, what if you get assigned a roommate who's a little too friendly, a little too obsessive, and way too crazy?
Hello? You're a bad influence on her! I protected you!
What did you do to them?
I got rid of them all!
Whoa, come on!
For you.
Now, I really cannot see the demand for a story like this, but it does seem about every 10 years, here it is. And last time it was called Single White Female. So you could probably expect the same kind of deal with this movie. You know, girl befriends girl as roommate, then girl takes way too much interest in the other girl's stuff, then the girl goes way over the top jealous and tries to get the girl's attention by getting rid of any of all girl's distractions. All the while being completely confident the girl will not notice her complete insanity and somehow be okay with being friends. Now, if any of that made any sense, or even if it didn't, it's probably not a good reason to go see this one, but if you are trying to convince your college-age daughter why it's a really good reason to buy super ugly clothes, make no friends, and by no means date any guys, you might want to send her to see this movie. Now into something a little more realistic, because it's actually based on true events. It's Sanctum, produced by James Cameron. You know, a team, they're just trying to map out a new cave, but things turn anything but routine when they're faced with death-defying situations, when the caves, they fill with water.
What the hell was that?
Team out now! The storm has turned into a cyclone!
Guys, the cave is flooded!
You think?
You'll find another way out! We're heading back down!
Now, there's always a problem with movies that take place underwater. They take place underwater, which is usually dark, especially in caves. You can't see much of anything. And as it turns out, you really can't speak underwater either, so you kind of have to wait for people to thrash around to tell you what's going on. Then there's the fact that when you put fins and masks on people, they pretty much look all the same. So unless everyone is wearing a different neon-colored diving suit and looks like underwater Power Rangers or something, you really can't tell who's who. In fact, the FedEx guy on his way to a delivery could swim by, and you wouldn't know the difference. Top all that off with a movie that just had to be made in 3D, whether or not it should have been made in 3D. So if you're expecting James Cameron's next super adventure in a spectacular setting, all while taking 3D to the next level, are you gonna get it? Probably not. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.